1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18 says, "For the word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us." Are you part of the us? I sure hope you are. "But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God." Well, welcome to today's edition of Sunday Worship on this Sunday, April 22nd, 2018. I hope you paid your taxes, filed your taxes this past week. If you didn't, well, I'm going to be praying for you. Hey, so good to see you. My name is Joey Kroll, and if you're not too familiar with the program, Sunday Worship is all about Christ. It prepares our hearts and minds on Him. We focus on Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And looking ahead here in the next 30 minutes, got some wonderful God-honoring songs here, including this one. That's Don Moen kicking things off, and Mighty to Save, right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship.
Everyone needs compassion, love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save forever. Author of salvation, He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
Oh,
Oh, that's right. We've come to lift up the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Friend, thank you so much for listening to today's edition of Sunday Worship. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 12 says, "For whom the Lord loves, he corrects, just as a father the son in whom he delights." I'll tell you what, individual birth certificates are so important that state government keeps a copy in case the original one is lost or destroyed. See, your birth certificate, friend, think about this, proves two things about you. One, who you are, because it has your name, date, place of birth, all that fun stuff, and whose you are, because your parents' names are on the certificate. See, I'll tell you what, you can't get married, you can't obtain a passport, receive a driver's license without your birth certificate. See, for the Christian, there is a different kind of proof that tells who and whose you are. Spiritually speaking, the loving discipline of a heavenly father. In fact, the Bible says that we are illegitimate children, not really God's, if we don't experience his hand of training in our lives. See, God's discipline is proof that we belong to him. So I encourage you today on this Sunday as we prepare for another week, treat God's discipline in your life with as much care as you do your birth certificate. When God's training stretches you beyond your comfort zone, be thankful that it proves who and whose you are.
Open the eyes. want to see you. Holy, 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 I want to see you. Holy, 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 I want to see you.
You're listening to Sunday Worship. One of my favorites, Chris Tomlin, and How Great is Our God. I hope you're having yourself a wonderful weekend. And in fact, hey, if you got some time today or maybe this week, be sure to like us on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio on Facebook. I'd love to connect with you there. And you know what? I'll tell you what. Max Lucado, Christian author, just a dynamic gift of using words. I mean, God has really gifted him with how to write and use words. He said one time, God gives us people to love and things to use, not things to love and people to use.
Love is not proud. Love does not boast. Love, after all, matters the most. Love does not run. Love does not hide. Love does not keep locked inside. Love is the river that flows through. Love never fails you. Love will sustain. Love will provide. Love will not cease at the end of time, and love will protect. Love always hopes, and love still believes when you don't. Love is the arms that are holding you, and love never fails.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
Adonai, we will praise and time of Christ was near, though the people couldn't see what Messiah ought to be. Though your word contained the plan, they just could not understand. Your most awesome work was done through the frailty of your Son. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Ephraim Kana Adonai. I will praise you till I die. El Shaddai.
Right, we've come to magnify the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I hope you're doing well. Happy Sunday. Thanks for listening to Sunday worship. And I love what the psalmist says here in Psalm 31, verse 15. He says, "My times are in your hands." Think about that, friend. Every now and then, I need to be reminded of who holds my tomorrow. You know, one of my favorite pastors, Dr. Charles Stanley, said from Genesis to Revelation, here's the central message. God Almighty, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God, the Triune God is in control of all things, period.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came, the earth you
That's Phillips, Craig, and Dean right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship. It is Joey Kroll here with you. Well, I'm going to hang up my headphones here and spend some time with God's people. And friend, that is my prayer for you today, that you are connected with the local body, with the body of Christ. And God's Word talks significantly about the importance of fellowshipping with our fellow brothers and sisters. So I hope you have a chance to do that this morning. Also, would you, when you have some time, remember us with a special gift of support here in the month of April? As you know, here at Great News Radio, we are listener-supported, which means we depend on God's grace, but also His people rallying around this ministry and financially supporting it. We would not be here without you. So consider making a special gift here for the month of April. You can write to us. You can send in your gift through the mail. Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Again, that's Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or you can give online at greatnewsradio.org. Well, friend, I pray that you have yourself a great rest of your Sunday and a blessed week ahead of you as well. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light. And you are the hands and feet of Jesus.